my view, financial transaction taxes are second best solutions, but they are feasible. Many countries, including the United Kingdom, has various kind of transaction taxes. In the UK, for example, there is a stamp duty on the stock market trading amounting to 0.5% of each trade, so there is a quite high transaction tax. So I think that the tax is feasible, even if it's not introduced in all countries of the world. But on the other hand, there would be better means to achieve the goals of the tax, and the tax has basically two goals. One is raising revenues from the financial system, and second, to discourage excessive foreign exchange and other derivatives trading on financial markets.
Can you go a little bit deeper in assessing effectiveness in terms of, for example, reduced market volatility and also the dangers it might pose, for example, reduced trading, risk of allocation, risk of lack of liquidity for real economy and so on?
No, I think the transaction tax will not reduce market volatility. There have been several empirical studies that try to assess the impact of various kind of financial transaction taxes all around the world on market volatility. And the conclusion of these studies are generally neutral. Some have found that certain taxes even increase volatility. Some have found that certain taxes have reduced volatility. Some have found that there was no real change in volatility. So I think that, I mean, such a result can also be expected if the Eurozone or some countries in the Eurozone would introduce. So I don't think that market volatility would be changed. On the other hand, the major risk is that some trading could go out of the country or the region which is concerned. But I think that it very much depends on how and where the transaction taxes will be introduced. For example, I already told you the example of the UK, when there is a very significant transaction tax on stock market trading, and still the London Stock Exchange is one of the best exchanges of the world. There is very high turnover, and many companies issue shares there, which suggests that, you know, not the transaction tax itself that determines the trade, that other factors. For example, market infrastructure is extremely important. So I think that if the tax would be introduced, for example, in Frankfurt in Germany, I mean, since the Frankfurt exchanges are extremely well designed and market infrastructure is excellent and many traders are already there, I do not think that there would be a significant migration of trade away from Frankfurt if the tax rate would be small.
There seems to be a very dispersed support for this EU Commission proposal right now among European leaders. How effective do you think this tax could be if, for example, it is implemented only in Eurozone, for example?
I think if the Eurozone as a whole would implement, then I don't expect major impact. What is very important is that Germany should be part, because in the European Union, 97% of the trading is done in the UK and Germany. So clearly, London and Frankfurt are the two financial centers in Europe. So if Germany will be included in the Eurozone efforts and the tax rate will be low, then I don't think that it will have a major impact. I mean, certainly, trading volume would be reduced, but this is one of the goals of the tax to reduce very short-term trading, so that may not be that bad outcome. Also, it may generate some revenues. I don't think that this is the best way to generate revenues. There would be much better way to tax the financial system. But as a second best solution, if it would be introduced at the Eurozone level, I think that makes sense.
There seems to be a wide agreement among scholars about the need for taxation on financial sector. However, many of them perceive actual proposal as ineffective and inappropriate. Can you explain your position on some other generally known taxing mechanisms, such as financial activity tax or special risk funds for banks?
I think that the financial activities tax and also a tax which is related to the risk of a financial institution would be a much, much better solution than the financial transaction tax. To be honest, I do not really know why the Commission has supported a transaction tax instead of a kind of risk-based tax of the financial system or any other ways of taxing the financial system, like, for example, introducing the value-added tax, which is not yet introduced to financial services, or taxing more heavily wages and bonuses in the financial sector. So I think there are many better ways to tax the financial sector than the financial transaction tax. Probably it was also a political motivation that the transaction tax has been chosen.
What are these political motivations, perhaps? Do you have any idea?
I mean, one could be it's maybe more practical than political, is that it's much easier to introduce a transaction tax because you have to set a tax rate for spot trading, you have to set a design tax rate for derivatives, which are much more complex and not that easy. But in any case, it's much easier to design a financial transaction tax than to design, let's say, a tax which is based on the risk that the financial institution causes for the financial system.
How do you see proposals on FTT in context of a broader inability of European leaders to implement any of major reform proposals or coherent anti-crisis plans? Here as an example, we can also take Eurobonds, for instance.
I mean, agreeing to a Eurobond is extremely difficult because that would require a brand new institutional setup, a much higher level of fiscal and political union, and this is not yet on the table. But the transaction tax, again, is a very simple tool. It's very easy to introduce, very easy to collect, very easy to show citizens that, look, we are now making the financial sector pay. So again, I mean, since this is a very easy solution, I think this was also one reason why politicians have chosen this.